You're listening to SBS News.
The eyes of the world are on Australia as it takes on the big tech giants. Global leaders have reacted to Facebook's abrupt move to ban Australian news from its social media platform. Britain has expressed support for Australia, urging Facebook to work appropriately in resolving a dispute over the proposed news media bargaining code, which seeks to ensure news companies are compensated by social media companies for using their content. Julian Knight from the British Parliament's Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee says Facebook's move to block all news content in Australia is an attempt to bully a democracy.
This bully boy action will, I think, ignite a desire to go further amongst legislators around the world. And we represent people. And I'm sorry, but you can't run a bulldozer over that. And if Facebook thinks it'll do that, it will face the same ire as the likes of big oil, tobacco. I think they're almost using Australia as a test of strength for global democracies.
Facebook's decision to ban news also shut down many other organisations, including Indigenous, emergency health and charity groups. There are concerns about their ability to get coronavirus information, emergency warnings and other important news out to their communities. United States Congressman David Cicilline had interrogated tech giants on alleged anti-competitive practices last year. He's joined the chorus condemning Facebook's actions in a tweet to his followers.
If it is not already clear, Facebook is not compatible with democracy. Threatening to bring an entire country to its knees to agree to Facebook's terms is the ultimate admission of monopoly power.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has acknowledged Australia's media bargaining code would set a global precedent.
People are looking at what Australia is doing. I've had these exchanges also with Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know Prime Minister Johnson is very interested. I've spoken to President Macron about these things. In the same way we talk about that they should pay tax too, and we discuss that a lot. And so there is a lot of world interest in what Australia is doing. And so that's why I invite, as we did with Google, Facebook to constructively engage, because you know they know that what Australia will do here is likely to be followed by many other Western jurisdictions. And Prime Minister Trudeau has made that exact point. They're already going down this path.
The code has been 3 years in the making and is now just one step away from becoming law. And the Prime Minister says he's standing firm.
I would just say to Facebook, this is Australia. You want to do business here? You work according to our rules. And that's a reasonable proposition. We're happy to listen to them on the technical issues of this, just like we listened to Google and came to a sensible arrangement. But the idea of shutting down the sort of sites they did yesterday as some sort of threat, well, I know how Australians react to that, and I thought that was not a good move on their part, and they should move quickly past that, come back to the table, and we'll sort it out.
Meanwhile, Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has been speaking to Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. He says they discussed their remaining issues and will work through them further with another meeting organised this weekend.
I'll hear him out, but the government is very firm in its commitment to legislating the code. The government has been resolute all along. There's been plenty of threats that have been bandied around about businesses and these global giants leaving the Australian market, but there's something a lot more important here. Something a lot more at stake here. It's about Australia's sovereignty. It's about the Australian government making laws for Australians.
Facebook's decision to ban Australian publishers is having an instant effect, with traffic to news websites around the country dropping sharply. Preliminary data shows the number of Australians accessing news via Facebook plunged after 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, when the platform made its move, with peak hour traffic falling by 93%. Addressing the government's Media Diversity Committee, News Corp Australia Chairman Michael Miller says Australians are smart enough to go directly to news sites for the information they want.
Referral traffic from Facebook was non-existent and was significant, while at the same time direct traffic to our websites was up in double digits. As people, I think Australians are smart. They've found their news that they've chosen found it directly rather than having to go through Facebook.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.